From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Attorney General explains his testimony. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from any federal investigation of alleged Russian meddling into the 2016 U.S. presidential election. This follows President Trump's National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigning over allegations that he'd had questionable contact with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. The Attorney General spoke with the ambassador and failed to disclose it. Jeff Sessions took time yesterday to explain his testimony before the United States Senate.
I was taken aback a little bit about this brand new information, this allegation that surrogates, and I had been called a surrogate for Donald Trump, had been meeting continuously with Russian officials. That's what struck me very hard, and that's what I focused my answer on. And in retrospect, if I should have slowed down and said, but I did meet one Russian official a couple of times. That would be the ambassador.
Former CIA officer Jack Rice spoke with VOA.
At this point, what we know is this. We know that Michael Flynn wasn't the end of the story. We know that it's broader than that. And what we see from Jeff Sessions, and you can look at the tapes and you can look at the transcripts and you can look at what it is that he said after he swore an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, he said something else. And that seems to be the problem. And there's a reason he had to recuse himself, because he may become the target of this investigation.
Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who's been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody nearly 2 weeks, and he is set to be deported today without further evidence. This